Today is September 1st, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover a 500% spike in memory chip pricing that's quietly becoming the real bottleneck in AI infrastructure spend, a widening adoption gap between top enterprises and everyone else, and Apple's new Mac Studio lineup as a fixed-cost alternative to metered cloud AI. Let's start with the number that should be on every CFO's radar this quarter, 500%. That's how much DRAM and HBM pricing has risen over the trailing 12 months, according to a Moonshots podcast conversation with leadership from SK Hynix and Solidigm. Memory now accounts for roughly 33% of total AI infrastructure spend, and one of the panelists' projects, the climbing to about 50% next year. SK Hynix's CEO reportedly called 2027 the worst year for memory supply in the industry's history, with demand outstripping capacity well into the 2030s. Elon Musk amplified the claim on X, and the underlying math backs it up. Here's the structural driver, and it's the part that matters for anyone building a budget. Every GPU requires 4 to 6 times its own hardware cost in supporting memory just to actually run inference or training at scale. That means if your capacity plan is built off GPU sticker price alone, you're undercounting true infrastructure cost by roughly that same multiple. A quick gut check. Take a $250,000 GPU cluster spend, multiply by 5 for supporting memory, and your real total cost of ownership is closer to $1.5 million, not $250,000. That's not a rounding error, that's the whole budget. The supply side explains why this isn't cooling off anytime soon. Only 2% of global memory chips are manufactured in the United States. Global production capacity is growing about 20% a year, against roughly 200% AI-driven demand growth. A 2x manufacturing expansion alone is estimated to cost $1.5 trillion in capital that the historically boom-bust memory industry has been reluctant to commit. The strategic play for your board is this. If you're locking in multi-year GPU contracts without a parallel memory supply agreement, you're planning around half the actual cost curve. And who's capturing the value here? Not necessarily the app layer. Solidigm, SK Hynix's US-based NAND and SSD unit, posted first-half revenue of $8.6 billion, with net margin expanding from 3.9% to 47.7%. That's memory vendors, not AI application companies, pulling outsized margin out of this cycle. There is a longer horizon architectural response worth flagging, weight etching, which freezes trained model weights directly into silicon, instead of loading them from HBM at inference time. The panel cites gains of 100 to 1,000 times current inference performance. Etched has reached a $21 billion valuation pursuing exactly this, and Talos was recently acquired doing the same. But the trade-off is real. Etched silicon is frozen at manufacture time, so every materially better model release forces a hardware refresh, and no vendor has published upgrade terms for that failure mode yet. Boards evaluating this bet should ask for that answer before committing capital. Shifting from infrastructure economics to adoption patterns. Per the AI Daily Brief, citing OpenAI's enterprise usage data, agentic API token consumption overtook chat-based consumption around April or May of 2025, and it has kept climbing since. More importantly, the gap between top decile enterprise AI users and average firms tripled in just 4 months, from 2.6 times in January 2025 to 8.3 times by roughly April or May. That compounding gap is the adoption curve your board actually needs to see. It's not that AI usage is growing everywhere evenly, it's that a small cohort of enterprises is pulling dramatically ahead, and the distance between them and the pack is accelerating, not stabilizing. Building on that, the function-level breakdown is even more striking. Codex-style coding assistant usage grew 5 times among engineering users since a February 2025 baseline. But non-engineering functions adopted faster still, 20 times in finance, 41 times in sales, and 108 times in legal. The strategic play for your board is recognizing that these tools have stopped being developer infrastructure and have become general-purpose automation infrastructure across the whole org chart. If your organization's agentic usage is still 100% conversational with zero coding or agent activity, that's a lagging indicator worth escalating now, not a stylistic preference to revisit later. There's a governance risk sitting right next to that opportunity, though. Per AI News, OpenAI has internally classified its next model, Astra, as a critical cybersecurity risk under its own safety framework, with active development confirmed as of August 28. No model card, API access, or pricing exists yet, but the classification itself is the actionable signal. Security and AI governance teams should be updating acceptable use policy now, ahead of any launch, rather than waiting for an announcement. On the deployment side, there's also a real overbuilding risk. Consumer agent products may commoditize custom monitoring and research agents within 12 months, so any watcher-style internal agent, a competitor pricing tracker, a regulatory monitor, should pass a build versus buy gate before it gets production resources. That's a cheap governance check that saves real engineering time. Now to Apple, which is making a quieter but genuinely interesting play in this same infrastructure conversation. Per Nate B. Jones, Apple's Mac line generated over $10 billion in quarterly revenue at roughly 40% product gross margin last reported quarter. The new Mac Studio and Mac Mini configurations are pitched explicitly as local, fixed-cost inference machines for open-weight models. Mac Studios starting at $2,500 for the M5 Max tier and $5,500 and up for the M5 Ultra tier with 512 gigabytes of memory and 1.2 terabytes per second of bandwidth. The practical benchmark, the 128 gigabyte tier, comfortably runs 2 to 3 concurrent agents plus one substantial local model, what Jones calls the sweet spot for power users. The strategic play here is straightforward. This converts variable, metered cloud API spend into fixed hardware capital expense, and the payback calculation is simple. Compare your current monthly API bill against that $2,500 to $5,500 hardware cost.
There's the catch, and it's a real one.
No routing layer currently exists to automatically send a task to local versus cloud inference based on complexity. That means any hybrid deployment today requires manual task classification, routine, high-volume work to local hardware, complex or novel work to frontier cloud APIs rather than an automated router. Budget for that operational overhead. Don't assume it away. A parallel lesson, oddly enough, comes from mortgage lending. Per Bonnie Chong at Mater, citing McKinsey's 2025 Global Survey on AI, 78% of organizations now use AI in at least one business function, up from 55% in 2023. Point solution A, AI adoption, is table stakes now, not differentiation. A single document classification model typically nets 15 to 25% efficiency gains in the function it touches, but shows minimal impact on end-to-end cycle time unless the surrounding data handoffs are re-engineered too. That's the same failure mode as an isolated feature store. Point solutions without a connected data layer cap your ROI at a single pipeline stage, no matter how good the individual model is. So here's the risk-opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing. The risk. Memory pricing is climbing toward 50% of AI infrastructure spend. Supply is structurally constrained through the next decade. And most GPU-based capacity plans are still undercounting true cost by the same 4 to 6 times multiple driving that squeeze. The opportunity. Enterprises that get ahead of this, through fixed-cost local inference where it fits, disciplined build versus buy gates on agent tooling, and governance policy that anticipates critical risk model classifications before launch, are the ones compounding that 8.3 times adoption advantage, not the ones falling further behind it. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.